Hello, everyone. We're very happy here today to have James Mateague, the director of Ninja Assassin, on the phone with us. Hello, James. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Wow. Okay. I just saw the movie yesterday and I had so much fun with it. Thank you for directing such an excellent work.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah. It's a good fun movie.
Mm-hmm. So tell us how you got involved with Ninja Assassin.
I guess from standing around on a lot of film sets wondering, you know, what kind of film I'd like to do over the year. You always get talking to other directors and producers on the film. In this case, the Wachowskis and the fight choreographers, Chad Stahelski and Dave Leitch. And we thought, you know, it would be good to drag the ninja genre out of the cupboard and dust it off and try and make a rocking out ninja movie. So hopefully we did.
So did you come up with the idea yourself, or was the idea presented to you?
No. What we did was, you know, I didn't want to make a remake of a ninja movie. There was a bunch of ninja movies during the 80s, like American Ninja and Prayer for Death and that. And I didn't want to do a remake. I wanted to do an original story. So I had some ideas, you know, some classic genre pieces that you take from those films, and I got a writer in called Matthew Sand, and he did a pass, and you know, we had a basic framework for him to work off. And then closer towards shooting, a writer called Joe Straczynski came in and did a polish on the script.
Okay, I see. So from what you just said, I believe that you did some research prior to directing the movie.
Correct.
Are you a ninja fan yourself?
I am a ninja fan myself. You know, I mean, I guess if you get into the mythology of the ninjas, which I won't bore you with, they have a very long history in Japan. You know, I guess they were the first guerrilla fighters in the time of the samurai. So,
wow.
Yeah, believe it or not, right? But yeah, I thought it'd be good to do a modern take on ninjas and still pretend they're out there hiding in the shadows somewhere.
So is there any other I guess movies in the quote-unquote ninja genre that you hope people discover?
Well, hopefully people would go back to a lot of those early 80s ninja movies that Shoga Shugi was in. He plays the ninja master in my movie, and he was in nearly every single one of those. So I hope they go back and, you know, look at some of Sho's movies.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there's some other great ninja movies. I grew up with a couple of TV serials, one called Shintaro that had ninjas in it, another one called Phantom Agents that had ninjas in it. But hopefully people would go back, and you know, there's so many great Japanese and Chinese movies that, you know, hopefully people go back and watch the Seven Samurai, or they go back and watch some of the Shaw Brothers movies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like a long, rich cultural history of great ninja movies.
Mm-hmm. And I think like what you mentioned there, like I think with ninja movies, it seems like it only exists for a certain cult niche. And for you, like you brought the whole ninja movie and give it the affectation of an A genre. Is it like what you intended to do?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was intending to do. Because I think that like at some point, you know, when the subculture becomes the culture, you know, like when you have a Dark Knight movie that comes and, you know, makes, you know, $900 million and, you know, Batman's Genesis is with ninjas, you know, I don't know if you remember that movie. But, you know, I think they're on everyone's radar now, and hopefully this movie crosses over and, you know, breaks out to a wider audience, because, you know, ninjas are pretty cool, actually.
They are cool. Yeah, and I'm not a big, you know, action movie fan, but boy, I had so much fun at theater yesterday.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's sort of in your face there, right?
Yeah. And I guess for the Asian community, Ninja Assassin is really special because Rang is a very big name.
Yeah.
And he's probably not as high profile in Hollywood, but what made you think, like, what about him that caught your eye?
Well, I think, you know, Rain is, how do you guys say, Ho Kang Ha.
Ho Kang Ha. Wow. Impressive.
So, you know, Rain, I did some second unit directing on this film Speed Racer that Rain was in, and so I got to work with him a lot. And when I was thinking of like a Asian action star that could fill the role of Rizo and make it really believable and, you know, make it feel like he could take on like this whole clan of ninjas. You know, Rain's screen presence and physicality and, you know, his ability to do all the fight choreography, you know, I thought he'd be perfect for it because, you know, I think, you know, there's no mistake as to the reason why he is so huge in Asia because, you know, he's a star, that guy. Yeah, and hopefully you got from the film, his screen presence is fantastic. So, you know, I was really happy to use Rain. You know, it was a pleasure, actually.
Also, can you tell us how it was like to be working with Rain? Like, did you ask him to go through some fitness training? Because I think every woman in the theater, they can't help notice how fit he was.
Well, I actually modeled Rain's body shape on my own body shape, to tell you the truth. No, I'm joking. He did 6 months of the hardest training I've ever seen anyone do. You know, I did a lot of, I worked on all those Matrix films, and we put a lot of actors into training. But Rain, by far and away, was the most disciplined actor I've ever seen in my whole life. You know, like the way he changed his body shape, the amount that he trained, and the way he got the choreography down. I'm sure he wished that I did it digitally, but so he didn't have to go through all that hard work. But, but it is all him. You know, the ripped stomach and arms and that's all through Rain's diligence and hard work, actually.
Like, how you mentioned sometimes, like, well, I guess a lot of times now, people in the movies, like, tend to use special effects, like a lot of CG effects, to replace human actors. And in the movie, we see a lot of CG blood and a lot of special effects. I noticed that in Ninja Assassin, you had the Academy Award-winning special effects designer, John Gaeta. In the movie, how was it like working with him, and how did you draw the line between using special effects or using the real things going on?
I did a mixture of both. You know, I did do some practical blood, but you know, I was interested in the movie also drawing from elements of anime and gameplay as well. And John, I've known for a long time, and he came in as a consultant, and I had another who's my visual effects supervisor, Dan Glass, who worked on V for Vendetta with me, and he did some stuff on Speed Racer. He was also there, and you know, the way I wanted it to balance is that, you know, I wasn't saying this was real violence. You know, I wanted to set it up that, you know, you could feel like you're in an anime, and you know, you know, like Ninja Scroll was a big influence, for example, a Japanese anime. And yeah, I wanted it to be more in that vein, more than you know, real physical violence. And I basically thought the blood would look cool if it looked like that, to tell you the truth, rather than, you know, it'd be a sort of a homage to, you know, I guess like what Tarantino was trying to do when he was trying to homage, you know, some of those Japanese and Chinese films. You know, I thought that had been done, and I wanted to take it in another direction.
Yeah, it was literally a lot of bloody, intense actions in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about all the choreography, the fight scenes, because I see there's a blend of, say, the Chinese Kung Fu and the sword fighting scene. How did you blend everything so perfectly together?
You know, what I wanted to try and do is make a movie that had mixed martial arts in it. So, you know, with Chad and Dave, the action fight choreographers, we drew a team together from all over the world, and you know, not only martial arts but acrobatics and parkour, you know, like free running. I wanted to hopefully make a seamless blend of all those things together. So, you know, with everybody's input, you know, you start off with a huge amount of fight choreography, and then you start whittling it down to the things that you think look really cool. So I guess it's a process of elimination more than anything, or attrition, I guess. And yeah, you just end up with sequences that you hope feel concise and you know, do have a lot of mixed martial arts in it. So Yeah, just a process of attrition, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And in the movie, beside all the martial arts, we also get to see loads of like really funky weapons. So
yeah.
Like not just swords, but the throwing stars and how do you call it, the chain blade combo thing that Reizo was using. Is it Kusarigama?
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. That's about as good as the...
You pronounce it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, is there a special purpose why you gave Rain a special weapon, like not just the normal sword?
I wanted you to feel that each of the children that came out of the like the ninja boot camp or, you know, like mm-hmm. the orphanage were trained in different disciplines. And, you know, each character would have had their own special weapon that they perfected. And, you know, that chain blade is based on one of those weapons, a real weapon called a rope dart.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, like the shurikens, you know, I figured, you know, the throwing stars, I figured that if the ninjas were going to go up against, you know, like the army or Europol police, that you could treat the shurikens almost like machine gun fire, I guess. and then, you know, with the katanas and, the swords,
yeah. You
know, you would have all this kind of mixed weaponry that would add a bit of spice to the fights. You know, some people fight with two katanas at the same time,
right?
Has the chain and blade. Some guys just throw shurikens at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that, you know, like the more you had and mixed up the fighting, that would also inform the choreography, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it fulfills every boy's little fantasy at heart.
Yeah, that's right. You know, like hopefully for Christmas you'll get like a 6-pack of, you know, shurikens or something like that, right?
Walmart should start thinking about that.
Yeah. You chase your little sister around the house throwing stars at her or something like that.
And tell us, when shooting Ninja Assassin, what was the part that you found the most difficult?
I guess the part that was the most physically taxing was the whole warehouse scenario where they take Reizo to a safe house and then mm-hmm. the ninjas descend upon the safe house.
Yeah.
Shot that in an old power plant building, a Kraftwerk, I guess they call it in Germany, because I shot the film in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was very cold and dank and dusty, and we were in there for a long time. So that was pretty hard. And you know, I must admit, Rain was a real trooper. You know, he had like all those like cuts and blood on him, and you know, he had to live in that costume for weeks on end, which it's okay when you have all that stage blood on for about an hour, but when you have it on for 12 hours every day for, you know, 6 days a week for 4 weeks at a time, it gets a little old. So he was quite the trooper there, I'd have to say.
Mm-hmm. And why did you pick Berlin?
I picked Berlin because I shot V for Vendetta there, and I had a really good experience. The crew there is really great, and the studio there is fantastic. It mm-hmm. has a long history. They made Fritz Lang's Metropolis there and Blue Angel, and you know, then the Nazis took it over, and then the Communists took it over, and then mm-hmm. in great capitalist style, Vivendi, the water company, eventually took it over.
Yeah.
But I went there because I'd had a great experience there, and I wanted to go back, and they were very welcoming again. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the story was set in Europe, so I just made it more, you know, Berlin-centric, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely a very fascinating city with its culture and lively spirit and history.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's a great... Besides, like, the studio and the crew, you know, it is a fantastic city to be based in. I must admit, it reminds me of how New York was about 20 years ago before it was awash with money.
Before all the rent became unaffordable.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, yeah.
So, when shooting the movie, was there any concern about not falling for some Western stereotypes of different aspects of the Asian culture?
No, I mean, you know, I think if you do your homework, you won't. And you know, like a lot of the people that we had on the film, whether it was Rain or Ashoka Shugi or you know the young girl Anna Sawai, she's
mm-hmm.
Japanese, or you know, down to a lot of guys who are in the fight choreography team.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you default into Asian stereotypes, and I don't think I ever would, they keep you honest as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just they would look at you and go, "What? What are you doing?" And so, you know, and I think through a love of, you know, like Asian cinema and Asian, you know, culture, Asian food, I think, yeah, you know, I don't think I was too worried about that. Hopefully I succeeded in, you know, not falling into stereotypical, you know.
Oh, I think you did a great job.
Oh,
really,
thanks.
Yeah. And I take that you're a big fan of Asian food.
But pardon me? Oh, yes, I am, actually.
So I guess you're lucky in Vancouver. We have all sorts of Asian food here.
You do. I'm going for Chinese food tonight, actually.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. You know, everyone tells me it's some of the, you know, best Chinese food out of China. So that makes me very interested.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You can explore a lot. So how long are you staying in Vancouver?
I'm only here till tomorrow, unfortunately. I wish I was here a little longer, but I'm only here till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And last but not least, can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming project, The Raven?
Yeah, I can. The Raven is about the last fictionalized 5 days of Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's a cross between Poe's stories and, you know, some of his poems, I guess, with a movie like Seven.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
I love that movie.
Oh, good, yeah.
And I love Edgar Allan Poe.
Well, hopefully you'll like this. Yeah, there's a serial killer loose in 1850s Baltimore using Poe's stories as his methodology, and it's up to Poe and another character called Fields to find him.
Mm, wow. And when is it going to be released, approximately?
Hopefully round about this time next year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I better get off the phone and get to work, huh?
You just got me all psyched again. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to have an interview with us today.
Oh, no problem. Nice to be in Vancouver and nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much, James.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye.